Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today is our Gospel lesson, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, Matthew chapter 21, our Lord Jesus said, John the Baptist came to you in the way of righteousness. What you have there today is our sermon, our message. You got there everything that you need. John came to you in the way of righteousness. The only question that remains is this: what is the way of righteousness? What is the way of righteousness? Well, when in doubt, it always helps to turn to God's holy word. The book of Psalms, chapter 12, tells us that the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. So, how about if we just simply turn to what God says? The way of righteousness. Luke chapter 3. The word of God came to John the Baptist, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan River, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, he said, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. All right then, what is the way of righteousness? What is the way of righteousness? You know, it sounds like from John the Baptist's words that what he's saying is that the way of righteousness is do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that. Well, the first thing that we don't want to do with his words is be in too much of a hurry. It might help us, for the sake of clarity, to look at what John the Baptist says and what he describes and call it not the way of righteousness, but maybe the way of obedience. Because there's a difference. There's a difference between the way of obedience and the way of righteousness. Difference between heaven and earth. Now, the Bible admittedly does talk about obedience. It's in one of our lessons for today. You heard the word obey. The Bible does talk about it. It talks about obedience to God when a person is saved. It talks about obedience to God when the Holy Spirit is at work. It talks about obedience to God when a person is already righteous before Almighty God. But one thing that we want to keep clear is that human obedience to God is not righteousness. Not the kind of righteousness that will stand up before the judgment of God on the last day, before a holy God. On the day of judgment, when Romans chapter 2 tells us, according to the gospel, God judges the secrets of men's hearts by Christ Jesus. It is not the way of righteousness before our God, Hebrews 12, who is a consuming fire. What we might compare human righteousness or human obedience to, is like painting your house. And you decide to paint the outside of your house because it needs it. And you decide to paint the outside of your house with interior paint. Why would you do that? But you decided to do that. Maybe you thought you would save some money. And you know what? It looks real good. It looks good, and everybody walking by sees it, and they say, boy, they did a nice job, your painters. What's their phone number? The cone of the paint looks good. The weather's held. It's sunny. It's nice. And then what happens? Like this past week, if you were in Central Point anyway. Downpour. Rain. And by this time next year, what has happened to the interior paint? It's not very good. It will not pass the test. It will not hold up under the judgment. And there you have the ministry of John the Baptist. John the Baptist has to say something. And he has to say something for God. And he has to say something for God because he is a prophet of God. And because he's a true prophet of God, he can't sweep it under the rug. And what he has to say is that the axe is laid at the root of the trees. And what he has to say is that every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And what he has to say is that the chaff will be burned with unquenchable fire. And what he has to say is that your coat of paint that you so admire and you so think is so wonderful is not going to last or stand up. Not before God. And he has to say all those things so that he can say something else, something far better, so that he can say, as he is baptizing people by the Jordan River, he stops and he looks and he points at our Lord Jesus and he says, what? Do you remember the words? Behold, take a look, there it is. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist takes everybody's eyes and points their eyes at their sin. And then he takes everybody's eyes and points them from their sin to their Savior. And he has to do that. Because without John the Baptist, you do not have the way prepared for the Lord Jesus. You can't plant first and then plow later. It doesn't work that way. Or maybe put it another way, unless you begin to see who you really are, you're never going to see who Jesus is. You are never going to see that the Son of Man came to seek and to save. Maybe you can finish the verse out. He came to seek and to save what? That which was lost. You're never going to be able to sing the words of the hymn. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. And so you have the gospel lesson for today. And you have a delegation that comes to our Lord Jesus as he's teaching in the temple. It's a very important delegation. It's the chief priests, and it is the elders of the people. And they come to Jesus basically to say to him, look, friend, we're here to shut you down. We are here to revoke your license. You will henceforth cease and desist. And Jesus says to them, okay. Okay, but answer for me one question first. One question, and then we'll see what happens. My question is this. John the Baptist's ministry, all that he came to do, was that from people or was that from God? Was that a human creation or was that from the heart of Almighty God? Because if you get John right, you're going to get me right. If you see your sin, you're going to see your Savior. And not only will you see your Savior, you will call out to your Savior, you will cry out to your Savior, you will seek him, you will turn to him, you will hope in him, you will wait upon him, and whatever else the Bible says in terms of one thing, you will have faith in him. You will trust in him with all your heart because he's the Savior. And it's his cross that gives you your righteousness. And our Lord Jesus says to the chief priests and to the elders of the people, he says, friends, I'm going to save you some time. let's just fish or cut bait. Is all of this from God, or is all of it from man? Your forefather, King David, would have known the answer. What did he say? He said, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. I need a Savior." His son, King Solomon, would have said the same thing. "Surely there's not a righteous man on earth that doeth good and sinneth not." They knew their sin. And so John the Baptist came and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And the point is you can sing hymns all you want, and you can quote Bible verses all you want, and you can go to church conventions all you want. But in the end of the day, when it comes to me, what do you say? What do you say that I am? If you got John right, you get me right. So what do you say? And what do they say? They say, "We don't know. We don't know." Is that going to work on the day of judgment? You stand before Almighty God, you give an account of things, the deeds done in the flesh, and you say, I don't know. I don't know. Well, maybe you don't know. But there will be people who do know. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. There was a man who was sent from God. His name was John, John the Baptist. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Now he was in the world and the world was made through him, but the world didn't know him. He came to his own people, chief priests, elders of the people, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. People born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but born of God. And the Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. What is grace and truth? Well, it is that what your obedience could not do, Jesus did it. What your obedience could not do, Jesus did it. He died sacrificially. He lived righteously so that your sin might become his sin and his righteousness might become your righteousness. We talk about it in our new member class and we say, Jesus switched the report cards with you and so his righteousness becomes yours. That is the way of righteousness. Jesus' righteousness is now yours. And what do you say? I don't know. Gee, I don't know. Book of Romans, chapter 3. Now we know. We know that by the commandments, no human being will be made right with God. Through the commandments comes the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness that comes from God has been manifested apart from the commandments. The righteousness from God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. There's no distinction. All have sinned, all fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as an atoning sacrifice by his blood to be received by faith. John the Baptist came to you in the way of righteousness. What did he do? He said, "Look over here, this is your sin. Now turn from that and look over here. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That is the way of righteousness. Not your obedience, not your goodness, not your works, not your noble intentions. The way of righteousness is Jesus Christ, his cross, his perfect life for you. And like the book of Psalms says, Blessed are all those who take refuge in him. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.